Blog Talk Radio.
Never had it so good. Sports Media Network, along with Spiritually Reincarnated, present to you 1 hour of spoken word live. I'm your host, Gilbert Sines. Join us every Saturday night from 7 to 8 p.m., taking your internet radio experience to the next level, one poem at a time. Good evening, everyone. Coming straight to you live from Orlando. 1 hour of spiritual spoken word. And I know this coronavirus thing has everybody going crazy. But you know what? Don't worry. I got you for the next hour. Don't watch the news. And 1 hour of poetry, 1 hour of spiritual spoken word to get your mind off all the craziness going on. And right now, you know, it's a big thing. People, our lives are constantly influenced and molded by the thoughts of others. What other people think about us or what they want us to be in their head is what we try to live up to. This poem is called Authenticity, and I want to get the show started off on this coronavirus isolated weekend with a poem that represents this. This poem is called Authenticity. And this poem goes out to everybody. You know what? Don't be afraid to walk your own path, even if you have to walk alone. Don't be afraid to be yourself. You should be able to walk in any place with your head high up in the air and be proud of who you are and be proud of what you are. And that's what this poem is about. This poem is authentic in the fact that I don't mention the name of it once, called Authenticity, but that's what this whole poem is about. But I never say the name once. So this poem is authentic in many ways, and it's for everybody out there. You know, I know we all bleed the same blood and everything, but you know we all have different chemical DNA makeups, and we all like different things. And this is for all the lone survivors out there that don't care about what people think and are willing to walk God's path on their own and not look back. You know, people like me, we don't have a perfect path, but you know what? We strive for everything that we work for today, and we strive for it. And I worked hard just to be able to have a platform, poetry, to you. You know, it wasn't an easy journey. And this poem is called Authenticity, and this is going out to all you self-warriors out there. Don't be afraid of who you are, and if other people want to judge you and don't accept you, well, then, hey, it's their loss, not yours. Always keep your head up. That's what this poem is about. It's called Authenticity. Walk your own path and don't ever follow. Don't be stuck in yesterday and live only for tomorrow. Sometimes in life, it's your pride you must swallow. The deep waters in life will eventually be shallow. To walk your own path, sometimes you have to be as quiet as a mouse, or you can follow the herd of sheep into the slaughterhouse. To be a true leader, you cannot just follow the pack. Keep walking alone, even if no one else has your back. Sometimes walking alone means you're going the right way. But with your words and actions comes a price to pay. Don't be like a lost sheep and just stray. If there are obstacles on your path, then find another way. People in life cannot appreciate the true great or qualities of their trait until it's too late. They will try to suffocate the qualities of your fate because your pride and insecurity is rooted in hate. To be a true leader, you should not have to prove it to anyone. Your true image will appear in the outcome. A true leader can afford to be blind. One must gain from the lessons they learned in time and continue to move forward or they get left behind. To be a great leader, you must be comfortable in what you are and let your dreams guide your soul and take you very far. The path you follow is the one chosen for you, and God will provide you strength for the struggles you go through. Go against the grain can make you insane, but your path will lead you to a higher spiritual plane. Keep on going and don't ever stop. It's a constant climb to get to the top. The most difficult climbs lead to the best view. Keep on climbing no matter whatever you go through. We all have qualities that others desire, so they will hate instead of admire. It's just a small part of this world that we live in. The past sometimes can be very dark and so unforgiving. It's kind of like a battle that you just can't seem to win. But stay true to yourself and don't ever give in. Only a few can appreciate the qualities that you possess, because somehow they feel that they are less. In order to succeed, you must bleed and learn to read between the lines and recognize all the signs. Others will never appreciate the strength that you possess because their eyes are blinded by all your success. Always keep fighting unknown. Keep walking your path even if you're all alone. All of your life, others have seen you as strange. But now that you're older, that all seems to change. Walk your own path and do not stray. Your fate will guide your soul and show you the way. The path alone is the hardest path to walk. Don't be intimidated by what others talk. It may be tough at times walking out alone. But let the light coming from your soul guide you back home. Those are for all my true warriors who can walk into any room and with your head high up in the air. And, you know, your life's not influenced by what other people think and how other people treat you. You know, you recognize that, you know, we are all the same, that we are all beings of God, but we all have different qualities, different traits. And, you know, in other words, we got to learn to accept each other for who we are. And before I go to commercial, I'll also take some phone calls too. If you guys want to say a poem on the air, I'll give you some time. My number is 425. My number is area code 516-387-1944, and I'll try and get you on the air. This is Spiritually Reincarnated, and before we go to I'm gonna do a poem and song for my album, The Heart of a God. But before we go to that, this poem is called Unconditional Love, and there are many different types of love. The love I got for God is unconditional. But it's different from, say, a love I got from a girlfriend or something like that. Or, you love your boy. If you're a female, you love your boyfriend in a different way. You love your brother. And if you're a male, the same, with your sister, you love your sister and girlfriend. And this poem is called Unconditional Love. It's in my album. So check it out. This is kind of the a cappella version. So I'm gonna do that before I go to one of my songs on my album. But this poem is called Unconditional Love, and this goes out to all you single ladies out there. Maybe you're raising a family on your own. Your father's nowhere, not much help or nowhere to be found. or whatever, you know, whatever your situation is, this poem is for you, and it's called Unconditional Love. It doesn't matter to me whatever you went through. Until my end of days, I promise to always love you. Nobody can imagine what I went through as the winds of time mercilessly blew. I promise one day I will drop to one knee, and casually I will ask you to marry me. I don't care who you've been with or what you have done. I will never love you any less because you are the one. Unconditional love with somebody I can cherish. A fire that will continue to burn long after we both perish. Her love is a glue that holds my heart together. A bond so strong that will last forever. There is one thing that you should know about me, is that I'm capable of loving you unconditionally. I really don't care about your sexual history. And what happens next is the only thing that matters to me. All I want for you is to hold me tight, because searching for you has been such a hard, bitter fight. Her body feels so wet and tight. Our bodies unite. We are two lost souls inside the cold, dark night. Unconditional love, a bond that can never be broken. As we both watch the sun come up over the ocean, you have no idea of the hell I went through, but it was all worth it once I found you. Unconditional love that has been reincarnated, a bond so strong that it can't be separated. This love started out as just a flame, like a spark igniting a fire in the middle of spring. She is the only thing, and I hope that she can understand that I can't imagine the sight of seeing her with another man. Sometimes I feel just so alone. Her love is the closest thing that feels like home. We are two lost souls seeking God's kingdom. Unconditional love that matters so much to me. Her love is so pure, lasting through eternity. She is like a golden pearl washing up on the shore. I can love her in a way no man has ever loved her before. I will share with her God's love as it flows through me. Together we can both grow spiritually. All the love poems I write, they are all about her. As the echoes of time continue to whisper, every poem that I write, I mean every word, from every adjective to every single verb. Unconditional love that will never die. Through God's love, it will only multiply. In this life, there are many different types of love. Promise to be loyal to her, even after push comes to shove. I promise that I will love her unconditionally, the type of love that will reincarnate for eternity. My name is Gilbert Sines. Check out this next song from my album, The Heart of a God. I have three tracks out right now, Ballerina, Dancer Girl, and Through the Eyes of God. And also I have a single, The Love Game. So check them out on all media, digital media platforms available now. This is the name of the album. This is my album, Heart of a God. Enjoy, guys. We'll be right back after this. The power of God are real as long as we believe. They could be as real as the air we breathe. The heart of a God so strong and divine, devouring fate and manipulating time. God can manifest themselves inside our dreams, creating miracles for us mortal human beings. Without people's faith, gods would just linger in the dark. They survive off the purity inside of our hearts. The soul of a God shines steady in the night, reflecting off the spark from the Holy Spirit's light. As human beings, our lives will eventually end, but through the heart of a God, your soul will transcend. The heart of a God beats strong like a drum.
And if you believe strong enough, they will eventually come. Lust, gluttony, greed are sins we don't need. Sloth, wrath, envy, and pride is part of the devil's creed. The sins that we commit every single day. How can we not need a savior to take them all away? The heart of a God pounds louder at our birth, and it will still keep on beating as we struggle to find self-worth. The voice from a God sounds so peaceful and serene, drowning out everything. Live your life through God and be all you can be, and eventually you'll celebrate the birth of a new dynasty. Legends don't die, their stories pass on. Growing stronger with time, they are never forgotten. Every day we walk that line between bad and good. Temptations linger around quietly and are often misunderstood. The heart of a God so pure and divine. Let God's love clear your soul, body, and mind. Life is an unfair game where you must sacrifice. Just look what happened to Jesus Christ. The power of the wicked lingers in the shadows of sin, while the seeds of humanity get blown around mercilessly in life's wind. Our souls will eventually shed from our skin, and then after that, a new transformation will begin as our souls start to enter into a new dimension. We leave behind on this earth all our suffering, hardship, and pain as we progress to a higher spiritual plane. The heart of a God beats closer every day, and I can hear the echoes get louder every time when I pray. My thoughts lead my mind straight into insanity, so I get out of my head and live to better humanity. Life is not just about yourself. Do not waste your entire life just chasing down wealth. The heart of a God just beats out of control, overtaking my body and comforting my soul.
Where are you?
I'm right here. I'm in the Buick.
I don't see a Buick.
Oh, got it.
Encore, the expectation-shattering crossover from Buick.
Wow.
Now pay no interest for 5 years, plus get $750 purchase bonus cash on the 2015 Encore.
Hey, what's up, all you entrepreneurs out there, all you business owners? You want to take your business to the next level? You need effective advertisement, and I can help you with that. You can come advertise here on our network. You can advertise on my show, on Spoken Word, or you can do it on any of the other shows, including our sports shows, whatever show you want. Just let us know. Give us a contact us. Our website is www.nhisg101.com. Again, our website is www.nhisg101.com. Attention, Princess Cooper, and just tell her you're interested in advertising on my show. Shoot us an email, or you can give us a call. So I'll give you a minute to grab a pen or pencil, whatever. Our number is, and I'll say it nice and slow, 866-543-1875. Again, it's 866-543-1875, extension 700. Don't forget extension 700. And again, I know we're going through crazy times right now. I know this coronavirus got us locked down now, but when we come back and we're back on our feet again, you're going to want to take your business to the next level. You're going to want to be prepared. Let me help you with advertising on our show, on our network. Just give us a call and I can help you take your business to the next level. We'll be back with our show after this.
Spreading the word of the Lord through music ministry on Gospel 107. We're live on NHISG 101.1 every Sunday. Gospel music from legends Lee Williams, Rance Allen, and Shirley Caesar. Join us for Sunday service delivered by Pastor Regina Johnson, Pastor Russell Moore, and Pastor Johnny Ray Noble. Bible study with Pastor Aaron B. Williams. And Christian Talk Radio with Pastor Renetta Watson, Pastor Annie Sally, Pastor Warren Sally, and Benita Coney. Gospel 107, every Sunday on Never Had It So Good 101.1.
Love your hair but hate the damage?
I love my waves, but it gets rough. It's like a tug of war.
It's big and curly, but frizzy. This color is so me, but so dry.
Whatever the damage, Dove your hair. Dove Intense Repair deeply nourishes hair for our ultimate damage protection.
Green and beautiful.
So smooth.
Yes to curls, no to frizz.
For our ultimate damage protection, Dove Intense Repair.
Dove it, love it.
USI never had it so good. 101.1 Radio, the best R&B and hip-hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports Talk Radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never had it so good radio now on 101.1. And it's 24-7, the world's best radio station. Never better get checked. Ain't no different second when the king goes sick.
Fuck around and get sweat. Sometimes I believe, at times I'm wishing, no, I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know. Decisions as I go, to anywhere I flow. Sometimes I believe, at times I'm wishing, no, I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know.
Every human being is unique in their own special way. That is just part of the laws of the universe. Poetry distinguishes that uniqueness and embraces it through words. The true essence of poetry is to capture all the different traits of humanity by putting them into words. Ingrained and hidden deep in poets, words lie the basic foundation for humanity. In order to be an extraordinary person, you have to do extraordinary things. A true artist is able to capture the time they are in and express it to future generations through words and in such a way that inspires hope and new ideas. We all learn from one another's struggles and our mistakes. Gilbert Sines, spiritually reincarnated to that place. That's part of my new book coming out. I want to thank everybody for listening. I know this coronavirus thing and the social isolation, staying into the house, staying in the house all day, driving people crazy. But this too shall pass, and let's just be grateful. You know, the fact that we have a house to live in, the fact we have food, we have shelter, we have all the basic things we need to survive. Just stay safe out there. You know, go out there, only go out when you have to, wear your mask, take protective measures out there. Let's do the social isolation thing for the next, probably for the next month or something like that. I have a poem called Social Isolation I'm working on right now. I hope to have that ready for you by next week. But let's get spiritual for a little bit. This is a spiritual spoken word. And if you like mystical Harry Potter, Games of Thrones type poems, this poem is for you. And this poem is called The Shadow of Darkness. I saw my shadow reflection sprinkling off the morning sun. With my shadow in the evening, they both become one. God's work has just begun, and soon I will shall eventually be done. It's that darkness that lies beyond the demon's eyes that will eventually lead to all our demise. Through God's love, your soul will rise, but you must first learn to read past the demons lie. The shadow of darkness lies cold and flat, just looking for a helpless soul to entrap. The reflection of the demon's shadow lies deep, swallowing our physical bodies from head to feet. In this life, there are many dimensions, and every soul has different reflections based on the purity of our intentions. The shadow of darkness just lingering around. It's just out there waiting to drag your soul down. The devil awaits below the ground. His footprints are quiet. They don't make a sound. My soul starts bleeding in the still of the night, blistering my spirit like a mosquito bite. God's love I hold tight, and through his son, sacrifice will ignite as I continue to write and fight this spiritual war, pushing my soul to a place that it never been before. The shadow of darkness looms closer every day, so I cling closer to God to keep the devil away. Continue to pray and listen to what God has to say. He sent St. Michael to show me the way. I cling tight to God's word and use it as a sword. And I fall to my knees to worship the Lord. The shadow of darkness will swallow your soul if you let demons take complete control. You must stand tall and hold your ground and remember God is all around. If you fall down, then get up and rebound. The eternal volcano still continues to flow, swallowing up your ego. You feel the burn until you take your last breath. But every road you choose will only end in death. The shadow of darkness, like a big black hole, cling close to God or it will swallow your soul. The shadow of darkness just lingering on this earth. It's been hovering around before the day of our birth. The war in heaven had already been fought, and through the battle, a strong lesson was taught. The dark angels fell down like rain from the sky. It got angels out of heaven and continued to fly. Your physical body will die, but your soul will live on. We are never really completely gone. Through God, I reincarnate, and through his son's sacrifice, I await my fate. The shadow of darkness plagues us throughout history, but the Holy Spirit's light shines through eternity, shining God's love all upon me. That poem is called The Shadow of Darkness. And you know what? I'm going to go to my book. I have a book out, which happens to be the name of the show, Spiritually Reincarnated. And I want to do a couple of poems from my book. This poem is kind of near and dear to me. Or you know what? I'll do that one next. That's my tribute to St. Michael, my guardian angel. But this poem is called Spiritually Reincarnated 2. And I wrote this because Spiritually Reincarnated, it's a three-poem set. Part Spiritually Reincarnated 1, I wrote before I found God. This poem, Spiritually Reincarnated 2, I actually found God towards the end when I was writing this poem, and you can hear it. And Spiritually Reincarnated 3 is after I found God. But this is Spiritually Reincarnated 2. It's in my book, Spiritually Reincarnated, out on all bookstores. Go to eBay, go to Barnes & Noble, and ask for it, Spiritually Reincarnated. And here is Spiritually Reincarnated 2. Life is a process. We instinctively process everything that goes on around us, from our experiences to our environment. We are constantly learning and processing new information. This instinct occurs naturally. It's part of our being and helps guide us throughout our lives. For some, life is a process of misery brought on by bad decisions that constantly keep repeating themselves. These people move backwards in life rather than forward, and they fail to live up to their potential. Yet for others, life is a process filled with great triumph and perseverance, constantly moving forward to their destination of self-fulfillment. There are also those that just seem to be stuck in one place. They are constantly searching for their true identity and struggle to find purpose in their lives. These folks seem to move forward for a short time, only to end up back where they started. The process of life can only manifest itself if we continue moving forward. It is those that already know everything that cannot progress. In the end, there is only one destination called self-fulfillment, and you either reach it or you don't. The day I found God is the day I was able to move forward in my life, both mentally and spiritually, no longer enslaved or controlled by my desires. I'm finally free. I can now transform myself and live life on its terms. The idea that we live freedom is just an illusion for most of us. Constantly constrained by the limitations of society, our lives are controlled and molded by the expectations set down by others. The way they think and how they treat us manipulates our everyday existence. There are two different types of respect. The first type of respect consists of people who only respect us for what we have accomplished in our lives. This type of respect is short-lived because it's based on the foundation of fear and it has conditions. The second type of respect has no conditions because people respect us for who we are. This type of respect is based on love, not fear, so it lasts forever. We are only free when we let go of what we are supposed to be and become what God wants us to be. So righteousness was under my feet all this time. I just recently chose to walk on it. I have manifested into a separate entity. I have become spiritually reincarnated. And this next poem is also in my book. As a matter of fact, it's on the next page. It's called My Tribute to My Guardian Angel, St. Michael. And this is my tribute to St. Michael. When hope is gone and I'm in despair, I do not worry because I know you are there. The shadow of darkness blocking the light. Your love will persevere and I will be all right. You're a strong standing warrior. I know that's true. After my demise, I will join forces with you. You're the light in the sky shining through the storm. You have always protected me the day I was born. When the winds pick up and the clouds are near, I have no fear because I know you're here. You're the missing piece of the puzzle that I've been searching for so long. You are my last bit of hope when everything else goes wrong. Nobody can comprehend just how much you mean to me. I will be at your side for eternity. You got your hands dirty, all in God's name. I want you to know that I will do the same. You cast out demons on a spiritual level. And for the remains of Moses, you defeated the devil. You're my inspiration, a hero, and a friend. I will fight with you until the very end. United we stand, together we shall fall. If that ever happens, then God help us all. And that is my tribute to St. Michael. And you know what? I was going to read one more from my band. I'm kind of looking on what to read, debating, and I haven't done this poem. This poem is in my book, Spiritually Reincarnated. This last poem I read, I'm going to go to my new poems. This poem is available now, and it's called The Truth. Taking a drink of water before I say. This poem is part of Spiritually Reincarnated, out in bookstores now. It's called The Truth. Here today, yet gone tomorrow. Is this the end of all my pain and sorrow? Never thought that I would lead this way. Never could imagine just throwing it all away. Some people struggle, yet others succeed. We are all prisoners waiting to be freed, constrained by time and trapped in between space. We live to die. It's just one big race. Why are we here? Is there anything to fear? It's kind of like looking back in my rearview mirror. What have I done? Can't take it back. I feel like a pebble falling through the crack. Life is hard, and then you die. Don't waste time trying to figure out why. Every living thing will come to an end. That is something we must all comprehend. Don't waste one moment being fake. Learn to love and not to hate. Is this really the end? Am I really free? Or is it just the beginning of eternity? I look back at my life and realize the time I have wasted, trying to be loved rather than hated, like a big black hole floating in space. I have done can erase. Learn to love so you can rise above. These are the things that dreams are made of. Never alone and separated from the rest. It seems that life is nothing but a big test. The innocence I once had was taken away. I never wanted to leave, yet I cannot stay. I live my life like a raindrop in a storm. I am free from the past. It's like I've been reborn. Spent my life searching for a far better place, just to have it all blown up in my face. I have lived my life stuck to a fence. There were times things just didn't make any sense. I can see it now. The picture is clear. It was just an illusion. There is nothing to fear. I felt my life has been misunderstood back. I sure wish I could. Folks, thank you for viewing in the Spiritually Reincarnated this week. First of all, I want to plug my album, The Heart of a God. It's I have 3 singles out, Ballerina Dancer, Through the Eyes of God. You can get those 2 singles, and then also got Love Game, another single that's out. I'll be dropping the album soon. I'm just not sure when, but check out those 3 tracks that are available on all media, on Spotify, on all media digital platforms, TikTok, you know, some I never even heard of. If it's a digital media platform, it's on there. Just type in my name, Gilbert Signs, and Spiritually Reincarnated. Check out my video on YouTube and Facebook. I have a video on Facebook. Go to Gilbert Signs Poetry. My last name is Signs. First name Gilbert, last name Signs, S-A-E-N-Z. Again, S as in Sam, A as in Apple, E as in Eagle, N as in Nancy, and Z as in Zebra. Gilbert Signs Poetry on Facebook. I got 25,000, it's close to 25,000 views on my video, or you can go Gilbert Signs Poetry, spelled the same way, S-A-E-N-Z, Poetry on YouTube. I think I got like 7,000-8,000 views on that one as well. I haven't been able to promote that one as good. But check me out. And again, thank you for tuning in to the show. We'll be back with more show. I'm going to close the show right after this. This poem is called Reincarnated Love. And I believe that, you know, when you love somebody, that you could create a bond. And that when you reincarnate, your love reincarnates and it follows you around. Because I believe love is energy, and it's strong energy. And the energy of the laws of attraction, if you attract the right people, you create a powerful bond, time or nothing that can get between it. And, love will reincarnate. And that's what this poem is about. It's called Reincarnated Love. And we'll be back with more show right after this.
Reincarnated love. In my next life, her love will await. It will be with me when I reincarnate. In a former life, she was my wife. Her love is something I refuse to sacrifice. Drowned by hate,
I suffocate. With her love, I resuscitate. Her love is so strong, it will never be gone. From body to flesh, it will always live on. Like smoke rising up from a burning fire, the irony of it all, like a poetic satire. The touch of her skin, her hair blowing in the wind. If loving her's a sin, I don't know where to begin. The pain I ever felt starts to decay. When I'm inside her, she takes it all away. Inside her body is where I want to stay. Like an out-of-body experience, she takes me away. A state of mind, her love makes me blind. A love like hers is so hard to find. My entire life, I have felt rejected. Her love purifies my soul, makes me feel resurrected. When we make love, the sounds of her scream, yet her gentle touch, so soft and serene. Reincarnated love that refuses to die. Don't waste a moment trying to figure out why. Like the sun shining so bright above the earth, it's like our love was there even before our birth. Reincarnated love that will never fade away, even at times when I begin to stray. She's in my life and I want her to stay. Our love will reincarnate, it will never go away.
So your new prescription does have a few side effects.
Oh, like what?
You're gonna have dizziness, nausea, and sweaty eyelids. And in severe cases, chronic flatulence.
No.
So gassy, girl.
So gassy.
If you're boys to men, you make anything sound good. It's what you do. If you want to save 15% or more on car insurance, you switch to GEICO. It's what you do.
Next.
Next.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
USI never had it so good. 101.1 radio, the best R&B and hip hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never had it so good radio now on 101.1, and it's 24/7, the world's best radio station.
You're giving me a million reasons to let you go. You're giving me a million reasons to quit the show. You're giving me a million reasons. Give me a million reasons. Giving me a million reasons. About a million reasons. If I had a highway, I would run for the hills. If you could find a driveway, I'd forever be still. But you're giving me a million reasons. Give me a million reasons. Giving me a million reasons. About a million reasons. I bow down to pray. I try to make the worst seem better. Lord, show me the way to cut through all this worn out leather. I've got 100 million reasons to walk away. But baby, I just need one good one to stay.
True talent of a poet is the ability to recapture time, which includes all the feelings and emotions, and express it through carefully crafted and selected words that provide a platform for future generations to relive. Poetry manipulates the essence of time through words. Poets are like artists that sculpture and craft words designed to reincarnate time. Poets use words as a platform to capture time and use those words to deliver messages to future generations. Poets die, leaving behind their words that inspire others to come up with new ideas based on the ideologies left behind by prior generations.
Poetry is not dead as long as poems continue to be read from the creativity parts of a poet's head. Poetry says things that need to be said. Poetry can be part of a biblical scripture. Poets use words as canvas to paint a clear picture. Poetry is an art form of literature. In poetry, we talk about our emotions and feelings, yet others talk about their struggles and how to break through glass ceilings. For a poet, words are like gold, and through them, our stories are told. The art of poetry will never die. Through new generations, poems will only multiply, withstanding fate as time passes by. Poetry is not dead as long as thoughts keep flowing through our head, and through poetry, our messages are spread. Poetry inspires every book and quote as it comes out of a poet's throat, bringing us new ideas that we can invoke. Poets write about their struggles and dreams, and throughout history, poets are the most amazing human beings. Poetry is in every corner and occupies every space. Poetry is that place where poets express the hard times they face. Poetry is alive as far as the eye can see. It's the basic foundation for describing humanity. Poetry's popularity may go up and down, but as long as there is sound, poetry will always be around. God can express his words through a poet's writing, and through poetry, it's God's words we are reciting. The echoes of poetry can be heard through eternity, like the Holy Trinity, creating words that last through infinity. Poetry leaves an imprint in time, with words that define exactly what is going on in our mind. It's a form of communication describing mankind. With poetry, we are able to express all of our stress and explain how we survive this world's mess. Still able to pass time's test as we confess and address the mistakes we make along the way. Poetry isn't going anywhere. It's here to stay. Poetry is not dead, and I'm living proof. Through my words, I let loose an ambitious social recluse. Poetry is a form of mind stimulation. We use word segregation to send a message to the next generation. Poetry is not dead, so don't even start to grieve. Poetry is still alive as long as poets still breathe. The death of poetry is nowhere in sight. It still has a pulse as long as we read it every night. Poetry will live forever because it's here to stay. Poetry is not dead. It will never go away.
This is my journey through hell, that place where the angels fell, and all around demons dwell, dark and hot as ashes sprinkled through the air. The heat is so intense that it strips your soul bare. There are fires burning around in every place. It's that space where souls must atone for the sins they face. When in hell, I saw souls in trouble as their flesh burned off their bones and began to bubble. My journey through hell, it felt so desperate and alone, constantly trying to get back to God's kingdom. The force of the wind as it blows sin in your face, and all you hear are screams echoing from every place. A man of God, I thought I had nothing to fear, but his presence is nowhere to be found in here. I stumbled on this path, I tripped and fell, and that began my journey through hell. It's kind of like walking on an empty eggshell, praying that God will help me prevail. I encountered a demon with a ram's-like head, and everything he touched turned dark and dead. He showed me the lake of fire with desperate drowning souls, with demons hitting their heads with sharp dagger-like poles. The demon took me to the end of the lake and pushed me in. But Jesus died for every sin as he raised my soul to a higher dimension. When Jesus took me to heaven, I saw God at the gate, and through his son, I accepted my fate. Hell is a place where God's presence disappears, and the dark angels attacking three, surviving off our fears. I had to journey through hell because God showed me it was real. And if we continued our ways, it's our souls the devil will steal. The gates of hell lie dormant, searching for a new soul to torment. A lower dimension where God is nowhere to be found, buried beneath darkness, way beneath the ground. Hate and torture feed this dimension, and keeping your soul there is the devil's intention. My journey through hell, the day I fell from God's grace into a dark, unsettling place. Agony and pain, the flame inside this lower spiritual plane. I can hear the cries when I close my eyes. We must not be fooled by the devil's lies. I lay witness to the fate that will await those that participate in this madness we create. Every day we live in sin, but when you sell your soul to the devil, he will always win. Through Jesus Christ's body, he had to sacrifice. Now my soul is protected as I live my life. My journey to hell seemed endlessly, but the Holy Spirit's light lies inside of me, protecting my soul for eternity. And guys, that is my Journey to Hell poem. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I'd like to everybody to encourage your local businesses, those in Orlando and those that live in Orlando, that live in Winter Park, go to Austin's Coffee Shop. I missed the open mic there. I can't wait to get back there, get back to performing once the social distancing is away from us. Again, I want to, I know we're going through a hard time right now, and, we'll get through this. I can't wait till we get back to normal. I want to get out and perform in front of you guys. I like interacting with you. I like just being around people. I like being around my my audience. I just like being around and performing for you. God bless everybody. I'm here every Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern to 8 o'clock on NHISG Network. I invite everyone to come and join me. And this last poem, I'm going to end this out. I'm going to close it out. It's a love poem. This is going to all the ladies out there. It's called Everlasting Love. But you know what, man? I want to thank all the guys. You know what? If you actually taking time to listen to me, I want to thank you for that, because the best way that you could show respect to somebody is by just listening to them. And as a counselor, that's what I do in my main time job. Well, not now because of the virus, but as a counselor, I enjoy working with people, and I see people grow. And to me, that's a beautiful thing, because watching people grow in front of your eyes, watching them grow spiritually, watching them mature, watching a young boy become a man, a young woman become a lady. That is priceless, and that's what I live for. This life is all about giving to others, and we all must live by example. We can't be by this jackass that lives in the White House. We all have to live by example. I want to give a shout out to everybody in Orlando, everybody in Florida, but most likely, man, much love to all the people in New York affected by this virus. I hope your numbers go down, and the rest of the country, God bless you. Join me. I'll always be here speaking poetry to you. So thank you for tuning in, and let's take us out with a love poem. This is going out to all the ladies out there, and this poem is called Everlasting Love. It's that sensation that I get every time I get lost in her eyes. Her love runs through my veins, making my heart come alive. The reflection from her soul lightens up my day. Deep inside of her takes all my pain away. Everlasting love that exceeds our expectations. Our love is stronger than all temptations. Her voice echoes my name, time she speaks. Her love takes me higher above the mountain peaks. Her heart is like it's made out of gold. And our love gets stronger as we both grow old. Everlasting love that is here to stay. The type of love that carries my heart every single day. Her love feels warmer than a hot summer day. And no matter what happens, her love will never fade away. She is the type of girl that wants everything in life. The girl that was eventually destined to be my wife. Sometimes in her life, love just comes out of the blue. It's so hard to find that special person that is just right for you. Living every day, just trying to achieve my fate. Then, out of nowhere, appears my soulmate. Everlasting love, as we both reunite. She stalks my dreams every single night. How can I fall in love with you, but how can I not? The moment I saw you, my heart couldn't stop. The feelings that I have for her will never go away. My heart beats her name every single day. When she is around, I can feel the connection. And when she kisses me, I can feel her affection. She is like an angel falling out of the sky. We both spread our wings together and learn how to fly. Two roaming souls united by their love. She consists of all the things that my dreams are made of. Everlasting love, ingrained deep in my heart. Neither time nor anything can tear us apart. Before we met, I was just chasing a dream. As our love flows together like water flowing down a stream. A love that was destined by our fate. And it still transcends after we both reincarnate. Like a tsunami bursting out of the sea, her love stole my heart and totally conquered me. Our love both drifted in the current of time, as the essence of our love just feels so divine. Like a pearl getting swept away by the waves in the sea, our love floats in the tide for eternity. No matter, everlasting love, drifting deep in the sea, the spark of her love will always shine upon me.
Come in to the end of the show now. I will be at Austin's Coffee Shop in Winter Garden, Florida on Wednesday night for Spoken Word. Remember, you may not be able to change the world, but change needs to start with you. I will see you guys next Saturday at 7 p.m. on Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. My name is Gilbert Sines. This is Spiritually Reincarnated.
To anywhere I flow, sometimes I believe, at times I'm wishing more. I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know. Visions as I go, to anywhere I flow, sometimes I believe, at times I'm wishing more. I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know.